Yes, but not funny, haha. Funny weird.
Cool.
Yes, but not
cool, cool. Cool.
Weird.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This next song has some explicit language in it, so tune in again in 2 minutes and 11.423 seconds for some non-explicit fun.
I let a new Medusa bore through my eyes. I made it out, but still I felt terrorized. I still hate everyone that I ever did, even when I was young and stupid. Everywhere now, the sound of busy people. You look like some fuck.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Teachable Moments. You are you. I am your host, Dork, and the song that you just heard is Military Gun, I Can't Stand Busy People, featuring local legends Woolworm off of their release, All Roads Lead to the Gun Deluxe Edition. Sorry for the cursing, etc., but it's 2 minutes and 11 seconds that I think we all will now agree was so worth it. And there's a little hint, little ooh, at the beginning of the episode on today's definition of the word cool. The definition was inspired both by, like, I find myself often, like, when I'm talking to people, I'll be like, it was so funny. And then I'll be like, oh, it wasn't funny at all. Or like, it was so cool. And then it's like, was it cool? I like replacing words like interesting or like exceptional or like noteworthy, stuff like that. Or even like strange, with cool, which is not what any of those words mean, and funny, I guess. But so it's a combo of that, and then also this like TikTok sound that was going around a while ago of the Backyardigans, which is like a kids show, or like it's like all these kids share a backyard and they're all like aliens slash animals. It's honestly a little confusing. And I guess animals, I think they're animals. Yeah, there's like a penguin. Yeah, they're animals. They're animals. But insert clip here.
Funny. Yes, but not funny, haha. Funny weird.
So as you can see slash hear, it's like literally talking about exactly what I was just saying. And like the words, like, once they're clarified, the word that doesn't mean what you would think it, that you aren't mean it to mean. And then, like, once it's clarified, it's, like, kind of the opposite. So, yeah, that's just kind of what we're talking about today. Just, like, language is so weird. And then also, like, with what that is, too, though, like, it's kind of, like, undecided a bit. Like, funny is kind of, it's a very different, it's like a different thing than it when you say, like, when you describe something as funny, it's more likely to mean like weird, whereas like if you describe something as cool, it's like more likely to mean interesting to me, or like, yeah, like noted. So if the definition is cool, undecided, interesting. So that's kind of what we're talking about. Isn't language funny? But that kind of undecidedness of like the hesitation, like what the whole process kind of is while you're figuring something out, you like witness something and then you kind of, you don't have to, but then you just have to form an opinion on it. And it's, yeah, it's a whole process. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. So we're going to move on. This next song is Civic Duty by Dumb off of their album Pray for Tomorrow, which comes out this Friday on Mint Records. This is their most recent single and the last one before the release, I guess, kind of obviously. And I'm sure everyone will enjoy it. So enjoy.
Shut it down and turn it off. We've had it on. These
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard is Slower Plus and Candelabra by Me and You off of their most recent release, Pushpin, out of Philadelphia. I'm going to be honest with you, dear listener. I don't know really the difference between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. They're the P cities of the P state, but I'm pretty sure it's Philadelphia. If not, it's Pittsburgh. And that is for you to Google and me to move on from, I guess. Just before that was the song 2010 by TJ Felix off of their most recent release, The Things an Engine's Gotta Do to Survive on Stolen Land. And then opened that set with Civic Duty by Dumb off of their album Pray for Tomorrow, which again comes out this Friday on Mint Records. Today's definition of the word cool is cool, undecided, interesting, inspired by the Backyardigans. but kind of talking about like a few things, like about like the how kind of cool is kind of like a placeholder word, but then also like as a placeholder, the words that it's like, I guess, holding place for are kind of contradictions to it sometimes. And then also like kind of that feeling of like you witness something and then you like, you're like, like how do I actually feel about that? I'm undecided. Excuse me, I'm just gonna have a sip of coffee. It's still pretty hot. I burned my tongue. So talking about hesitation and evaluation, like I kind of see that like phase is like you're evaluating it, you're figuring out what your reaction to it is, what your opinion of it is. This I'm realizing as I'm talking, like might not be a totally universal thing. I have this, like, I don't want to call it a game, but there's this, like, activity that I do with my friends where we're just going to ask, like, what are your top three? What's your big three? Which are just kind of, like, three traits, I guess, that, like, or qualities that you have that, like, really, like, kind of make you exceptional. And one of mine is that, like, I have an opinion right away and I have a very strong opinion right away. Like, I kind of always know what my opinion is. Often, what I'm saying is like this evaluation stage doesn't last very long for me. But also like I have that evaluation stage, which is like, I know that not everyone does. So I'm learning and growing. People are different. Isn't that wild? just like that, a moment of hesitation and a moment of pause after kind of any interaction or like any experience, I think is a good thing. Like you watch a movie, like what did you think about it? Think about it. What do you think about it? Tell me. I think that's good. sorry for bullying you just there. Sorry for cyberbullying you over the radio. Okay. I feel like this is devolving, so I'm going to move on. This next song is Lothlorien featuring Sudan Archives by VCR off of their release, The Chronicles of a Caterpillar, The Egg. This song is on this episode, A, because I think it's very good, and B, because, as we all know, I'm a dork, and all dorks are required to love Lord of the Rings, which I do. So, A, this album is great. B, VCR is great. Honestly, C, Sudan Archives is great, but D, Lothlorien is in Lord of the Rings, so it has to go on the playlist. So this is Lothlorien. You're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com. GUAYAKI.com to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
I pick you up every day. You call me when you ran away. Say nobody ever stays. I didn't know what to say. Directions home always changing. List of people rearranging. What do you need? I wanna be it. Standing here, I really mean it. It's not right. I can't tell you how to move. Why? Everything I do to prove right, even when I'm gonna lose it. I remember you were placement, ran circles till you fell down on the pavement. Feeling watching you cry, couldn't take it. Never loved something so much I couldn't face it. Got so lonely in the basement. Didn't show just how alone. I didn't know it hurt to see it go. It's not right. I can't tell you how to move. Why everything I do to prove. Even when I'm gonna lose, right? It's not right. I can't tell you how to move. Why everything I do to prove, right? Even when I'm gonna lose, right? I could never lose you anyway. I could never move you, so we stay.
options. Always, never ending. Stranger message sending. Something's always trending. Wander.
What is up, dear listener? You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamino-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Maybe Nevermind by Regular Fantasy off of their newest release, New Glow. Just before that was the song Placement by Sophie Estelle, which is a few years old now, and then opened that set with La Florian featuring Sudan Archives by VCR off of their album, The Chronicles of a Caterpillar, colon, The Egg. Sophie Estelle played this past weekend on Sunday with Umru, Hyde, Pedal Supply, Accounta, and Evidence Doll. And when I tell you, dear listener, that it was a dream lineup, I'm not lying. It was amazing. Today's definition of today's definition of the word cool is cool, undecided. Interesting. My notes for this section are caution. Is it cautious to reserve judgment? Are opinions judgment? These are big questions. I think that, and like my opinion about people who don't have opinions, is that like I really, and I think this is bad, and I think I have to work on it. So thank you, dear listener, for being on this journey with me, because I'm learning and growing, as we all are and should be. But I think if you don't have an opinion on something, you just haven't thought about it long enough. That's my opinion. Sorry to all the Libras out there. But yeah, I think that like it's a very, I don't want to say natural, and I don't want to say important, but I think that like the skill, I guess, of like witnessing and like, and then also kind of like evaluating that, like within your own like values, morals, like tastes, I think is like important, because it does kind of give you like the opportunity to enjoy things and like find things that you enjoy more, I guess. But then also it like lets you talk about it, like, and it lets you like learn other people, once you learn other people's opinions and like where it fits within, where a thing fits within their tastes or values or whatever, then you can like think about it more and it will inform yours. Like, it's cool. It's just cool to have an opinion, I think. And I do think there is like an element of caution to it, like when a reaction isn't to have an opinion about something, because it kind of just like lets you move on quickly. You're like, oh, I don't really know what I thought. thank you next. Which isn't a bad thing. I feel like this sounds so judgmental. I don't mean to be, but I just think that, like, I don't think opinions are judgments. And I think that, like, opinions are, like, because they are so, they're so, I don't want to say superficial, but they're so kind of flippant. They're so kind of whatever. It's just my opinion. And, like, I'm not, opinions and politics are not the same. Opinions and politics are not the same. I'm talking about, like, watching a movie and, like, what did you think? Not just like, it's just my opinion. Like, but anyway. Yeah. I think it, like, having an opinion kind of grounds you in what you're witnessing often or consuming. And I think that's a good thing. Sue me. Okay, we're gonna move on. This is always Pedal Supply's Bullet Hell, because I saw Pedal Supply this weekend and she was amazing. And she played this song. And it was awesome. So I hope you all can enjoy it with me. Listen to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless. What's on my mastery? Train
like a all right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal. What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
I feel close to you. Yes, I've got.
What's up, dear listener? How are you doing? I'm doing pretty well. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Hi, featuring Super Cool Wicked by ZDBT off of their upcoming release, Evening Star. Just before that was Casper McFadden with the song ...TYE65EHYKJ off of their album Lucky. And then opened that set with Bloom OS with the song Always, Pedal Supplies, Bullet Hell. Today's definition of the word cool is cool, undecided, interesting. That's part of why I played the Casper McFadden song, because it starts with an ellipsis, and I feel like it's very like, of that song. But we're kind of running out of time, so I'm not going to speak too much, but I kind of just want to talk about like neutrality and reservation. Although now that I think about it, I talked about this in the last break, so I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. If you wanted to know my thoughts on it, you would have tuned in for the whole show, so thanks. Okay. This is the song Subject to Temptation by Pushpin off of their album Power Play Part 2, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Dance on your back. What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We've reached the end of our show. Thank you so much. My notes for this last break is just mix-ups. Oops. Which, it's kind of talking about how, like, describing things as cool, like, when you mean something else, it's just kind of like, oh, my brain didn't really want to like do it. Like, it just was like, well, yeah, cool. And it's a bit of a mix up, but c'est la vie, baby. I'm going to close the show with one of my favorite songs. This is Roommate by Lizzie Mercier de Clos off of their album Mambo Nassau. And my dear friend and listener, you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver on Teachable Moments, which is the show. So I will talk to you next week. Enjoy.